The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail
time. Mail's here.
When you control the mail, you control information.
There's something strange.
Oh shit!
In your league, who you gonna call?
I got sound effects today. I got sound effects today, ladies and gentlemen. It's a dangerous mail sack. Producer Steve, he's not feeling well. He's getting over a cold, but he's got it all hooked up. We're gonna have no audio issues today, and I got sound effects, so it's gonna be a fun show. I see you, Curtis. I see Mike Darling listening, Carlos Pack, Just a Girl, Spencer Williams, and two others. We hope we have a lot of new listeners tonight. If this is your first time tuning in, this is the Sleepwire Mail Sack. What we do is we answer your fantasy football questions. Tonight, I suspect we'll have a lot of draft questions, maybe some keeper stuff, maybe some draft pick trading questions. Anything that you want to ask us, you can reach us real easily at the phone number 256-56-SLEEP. That's 256-567-5337. Call that number, jump the line, and we'll put you on hold and we'll talk to you. I got three callers, so I'm going to get to work on those in just 1 second. Tonight, answering questions, Primetime Lucas and Professor Chris and Prophet Hoos may be joining us later. So I'm going to get to the phone lines. Guys, if you want to reach us and you're listening on Mixler, either call in or you can hit us up in the Mixler chat. We got one in the Mixler chat real quick here. Might as well get to this first before we get in the sack. Eric Musial wants to know, what up, y'all? Need a kicker. Who of the following would you drop from the bench? All right, so we got Ty Montgomery, Moncrief, Miles Sanders, Justice Hill, Madison, standard 14-team league.
Probably Madison for me. Either Madison or Moncrief for me.
Yeah, see, I don't lean either guy. I'm going to say you can drop Ty Montgomery.
Yeah, I think so too. I do.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell's the workhorse. He's got the job. Elijah McGuire is still there. If Bell goes down, Ty Montgomery is not going to get, you know, handed the whole starting role, the full load. Moncrief can be the wide receiver too, and Madison, I mean, with Dalvin Cook's injury history, he'll be valuable if Cook goes down. So if you have to drop one, I would drop Ty Montgomery.
The issue there is that I think that Boone is better than Madison. Boone is a very explosive player. Madison is just kind of a guy. And so to me, Ty Montgomery, they've said, is going to have a role. Madison may not even have the two role 3 weeks into the season.
All right, guys, we got calls. Should we just jump into the calls?
Let's do it.
I don't even know who these are. So we're gonna take this one. I'm going to screen the rest. Here we go. Let's see. Caller, you're on the Sleepwire Mail Sack. What's your name?
Luis, also known as Dave Frosty 88.
Hey, what's going on, man? I recognize the sleeper handle.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Question is, full PPR. This is my first year doing a 2QB league, and I'm looking for a third QB for my bench, and I'm debating between Josh Allen or Jacoby Brissett.
I think I'll let Chris take this one, and I know exactly where he's going to go with it.
Oh, do you?
I know that Josh Allen is your baby. Even though you're a Colts fan and you want to believe Brissett is going to have a phenomenal season, you are Josh Allen all day long.
Oh, yeah, I'm Josh Allen. I was in the Scott Fishbowl because of all the rushing bonuses, like the 50-yard rushing bonus and stuff like that. But certainly over Jacoby Brissett. Now, I did do my rankings finalized my rankings tonight, actually. My dad's doing a draft, and he wanted my updated ones. So I finalized those, and I think I put Brissett at quarterback 21 or 22, somewhere around there. But I certainly have Josh Allen higher. Brissett had been – he lost a lot of games for the Colts a couple years ago. They had – in probably 7 or 8 games, they had the lead in the fourth quarter, and Brissett's mistakes lost them the game. Now, I'm hoping he has learned from Andrew Luck. He's – you know, learned from being in the system, because he was just thrown into the starting job back in, was it 2017? Just thrown into it. Hey, we got you a week before the season starts. Go play. And now that he has a great offensive line, I do think Brissett's going to be good. But of the two, I'm going to take Josh Allen.
Yeah, definitely. Long way of saying Josh Allen is much better than Brissett. I think that it's the Colts homer and him saying that he's a 21. Really, he's like QB 25 to 26 until we see him do something.
Could be.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
Go get it, bud.
Hey, thanks for calling in, man.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling in, and we've got more callers already lined up here. This is calling the Sleepwire Show. Ryan from Minnesota. Ryan, you're on the show. You're on the Sleepwire Mail Sack.
Appreciate it.
Hey, what's going on, Ryan?
I know you guys are just talking about Le'Veon, but do you think he's worth picking up his handcuff if you did draft him?
I think it's hard to. It's kind of tough to tell. What we're saying is it's kind of tough to tell who the backup is really going to be. How deep is your draft? How many rounds?
12 man PPR.
And the bench is 5, 6, 7 spots?
Seven
spots. It may be worth it. Maybe worth it with a seven deep bench. Chris, what do you think here?
I'm gonna say no. I'd rather have an additional tight end or maybe a wide receiver who could have a path to being a starter, but I'm not having Ty Montgomery or Elijah McGuire, nothing like that. Now, where at in Minnesota are you from? I just moved up here about a year ago.
Virginia, up on Iron Range.
Where?
Virginia, Minnesota.
Oh, I have no idea where that's at.
Like north of Duluth, 60 miles.
Ah, so you're way far away from me. I'm Twin Cities area. Gotcha. Right,
so you think you wouldn't drop Jordan Reed or Hooper for maybe a backup?
Nah, I'd rather hold on to both of those guys than hope for Ty Montgomery.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's probably the way to go. Now, Montgomery may have standalone value here. So if they try to implement him in and they don't
get out of here.
This is what more and more teams are doing, and Gase seems to like him.
Not teams with Le'Veon Bell. First disagreement of this mail sack. Nope. Get that out of here.
Okay. All right.
Steve, what do you think?
I am so busy screening calls I couldn't even hear the question.
He drafted Bell. Is it worth having his handcuff?
As opposed to what's the other option? What is he looking to get?
No kicker, no defense, 7-man bench.
So what's out there that you want to pick up?
I don't know. T.Y. would be my first choice, I guess.
T.Y.?
Talk about Ty Johnson. Ty Johnson, the Detroit stud that's going to emerge. He's a nice sleeper.
Man. Yeah, I don't know. That's tough. Yeah, I'd probably take the lottery pick over the handcuff. It's like I think we mentioned earlier, I don't think Montgomery would get a full, like he wouldn't become a full three down back. He never has really been able to do that. So, I don't think he's a handcuff in the true sense of a handcuff.
All right. Well, appreciate it, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
All right, coming up, thank you for tuning in to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack. We got Grant from the sunny state of Arizona sweating his balls off. What's up, Grant? You're on the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack.
Hey, fellas. Appreciate you guys taking my time and my call. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, man.
Yes. I got a deep bench. I am in a PPR, one-point PPR. I swung hard. I'm fully invested in the Chiefs offense. And for my flex spot, I got to drop one of six running backs for a kicker. Darwin, Kansas City, Madison, Minnesota, Malcolm Brown, the Rams, Jalen Richard, Oakland, and Dare. I'm not even going to try it. And Carlos Hyde. Yes, and Carlos Hyde. And I know Carlos Hyde, I'm only holding on to him because he might be going just because, but I'll take your advice. I'm open for who to get rid of. I know I'm just swinging for the fences with all these guys.
Are you talking about Ogunbowale?
Yes, thank you very much. I had some of that this morning.
Are you? Chris is over here trying to show off. This is why we have him on the show. We love him. So, Chris, would you keep him or would you move on?
No, I would drop Ogunbowale. If you have to pick up a kick, you have to drop one of these guys. I don't want anything to do with any Tampa running back.
See, and I'm over here thinking.
You don't think he can be? Go ahead.
Yeah, he's could be the PPR back, and this is a PPR league for you. They could utilize him. Mm-hmm. He has a chance to a relevant avenue to production closer than Madison does. I think Madison is a wasted spot. Again, I think Boone is the better backup on that team. He's the more dynamic player, and Dalvin Cook is going to have a monster year. Go ahead, drop the handcuff, the maybe handcuff, the boring guy, and take your upside guy. Keep him.
All right, appreciate that. And I figure Saturday I can drop him to see where he ends up. But I'd like to see where he ends up.
Yeah, that's kind of a hold and see on Hyde, I think. Chris, are you pretty much there too?
Yeah, I'm so bummed about his training camp and preseason performance. But yeah, there's a really good chance that he's still going somewhere where he's going to have fantasy relevance. So I would not drop him. Not yet, anyway.
All right, gentlemen, appreciate you. I'll talk to you next week.
Love it. Good luck, man. Love it. Already making plans to call back in. Good stuff. Thanks, Grant. All right, coming up next, all the way from the sunny state of California, it's Tony. Thank you, Tony, for calling the Sleeper Wire show.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, Tony?
Hey, I actually have a more of a strategy question versus like keepers or any players that we should pick. I have a draft coming up tonight. It's a event hosted by FFPC. It's kind of like the best ball format, okay. Except the new twist on it is like a Terminator concept where you have to drop one player a week. And I never done this before. So by the end of 16 weeks, it's like you only have 10 players left. Do you guys have you guys heard of this? Do you know any strategies behind that of how to do this draft?
And you're not able to pick up anyone, right? This is just you drop one player. Yeah.
Exactly. Not able to pick up anybody. It's very similar to their best ball format.
Except so it's everybody has to drop one play. Win or lose, you have to drop one?
Exactly. You just drop one, okay. And then and you kind of move on, and everybody else has to. If you don't drop one, you basically get eliminated from the tournament.
And so. Is it just like two running back, two wide receiver, kind of standard team makeup?
Yeah, it's actually a it's tight end premium scoring, 1.5 per reception for tight end. It's one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, two flex, kicker, and defense.
Yeah, so what I would definitely do is this is the kind of format that I would pay more attention to bye weeks, because mm-hmm. this is something that you would want to be able to have a couple players that have early byes, so that you don't ever have a hole in your lineup. So that's going to be the killer, is having holes in your lineup in any given week that you just can't play someone because you don't have enough players on your bench. So I think the first thing I would do is pay attention to bye weeks, get a couple of guys that have early byes, and mm-hmm. make sure to have them staggered out. Chris, what do you think here?
So in a league like this where you have to drop somebody, I don't want, you know, once you get to the playoffs, you really don't want your guys, your roster to be made up with boom bust guys. You don't want that risk of them busting and knocking you out of the playoffs because you have to drop someone. I would play it safe. I would grab two stud running backs who you know are going to put up points each week. Maybe someone like Tyreek Hill, who has a tendency to disappear for a game or two. Someone I might stay away from, but if, you know, these are guys that you have to, you know, you're going to have to drop players. I want ones that are more consistent.
Gotcha. Okay.
What do you think
about
that? Yeah,
definitely look into that.
Yeah. What I would say is you're definitely going to want to have your core be consistent, but I would want, if you're going to have some boomer bust players, I would want those guys, and those could be the first guys that you drop in the first few weeks, have those guys that are high upside, and you figure that out relatively early in the season, and then if you have to cut them, no big deal. But if they're guys that pay off, that end up coming into fruition early in the season, then you just hit a gold mine. But again, if you have to wash your hands of him, it's no big deal.
Cool. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, man. Hope we gave you a little clarity there. That's a cool league. That's an interesting league format.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That's cool. Yeah,
thanks. I've never heard of that format.
Thanks for calling in, Tony. Check us out next week. We'll be on every week, every Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in. It reminded me a little bit of my shrinking bench league I did a couple years ago, where every other week you had to cut somebody, and then you lost a bench spot. So by the end of the season, you only had like one or two bench spots for your playoffs. It was tough. Kept the waiver wire pretty healthy, though, so it was interesting. Oh, shoot. You know what? I'm going to have to start calling this guy before the show starts just so I can get him on first because, you know, this is my guy. This is my guy. The first time we get to hear from him all year. It's Curtis, baby!
What's up, guys? What's up, man?
Curtis, where you been?
Man, what's up? I missed last week, man. I opened up.
I know. We were looking for you. We kept thinking you were going to call in, and it just never happened.
Yeah, man, I was so upset of myself.
Yeah, we almost put something out to your local police force for a file a missing person.
Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, guys. I have a question. It's a question and your thoughts. Because I talked to Steve. I showed Steve my team, and he said it was pretty. He would say it was good, but I want everybody's opinion. It's a full PPR. This is my main money league. One quarterback, two running backs, three receivers, a flex, a tight end, and a defense. My quarterback is Carson Wentz. Well, I'm extremely high on Carson Wentz this year. My running backs are Alvin Kamara, Todd Gurley, Damian Williams, Devontae Freeman, and Duke Johnson and David Singletary. My receivers are Chris Godwin, DJ Moore, Emmanuel Sanders, Will Fuller, D.D. Westbrook, and Christian Kirk. And my tight end is Mark Andrews, and my defense is the Eagles. So so what do you guys think? You guys think I should make some moves? How you feel about upside? Do I make any changes?
So obviously your running backs are completely stacked, and you have a lot of upside with these wide receivers. I think Sanders is a huge value. I'll talk about him a little bit later. And then you have these guys that are just pure upside that could have these big seasons, Godwin and Moore and Westbrook and Fuller, because we don't know what's going on with Marquise Lee. Kiki Cootie's hurt. Moore, you know, we'll see how Cam's doing, but Godwin's slated for a lot of work. So you don't really have any stud wide receivers here, but it looks like you have some pretty competent guys that'll get you solid points every single week, and one or two of them may bust, or you know, when I say bust, I mean bust into like they might break out here. What do you think, Chris? I think he's looking pretty good.
I would try to get a better wide receiver personally. I view it as you've got a bunch of wide receiver 2/3s, so guys I have ranked in the late 20s and early 30s. So looking at my rankings right now, I've Godwin. You said Godwin, Watkins, Sanders, and DJ Moore. You have all those guys?
I have Godwin, Sanders, Godwin, Sanders,
Moore, Westbrook, Fuller.
Moore, Westbrook, and Didi and Christian Kirk.
See, I have all of those guys. Those first four guys ranked between 27 and 35. So, yeah, I would see if you can get a higher-end wide receiver too. So maybe you can probably trade Damian Williams for Stephon Diggs. I would make that move in a heartbeat.
Would you?
I had somebody hit me with a trade offer, but I didn't like it. Dude tried to offer me Adam Thielen. He tried to offer me Adam Thielen for Todd Gurley. So what you guys think about that?
I don't think that I would do that, but what I would try to do
I didn't like it either.
Try to pair Freeman or Damian Williams with one of your wide receivers, because you have serviceable wide receivers. So if you can pair one of them with one of these other running backs, then and trade up for a wide receiver, like go after a really solid wide receiver for one of your running back and wide receivers, that's probably what I would try to do. Find someone that has a weak team, that has a couple good. You want someone that's hurting for running back, which I'm sure someone is, and they probably have a couple solid wide receivers. Try to get them to downgrade at wide receiver, but get an upgrade at a running back from you.
Yeah, you could probably do something like Freeman and Godwin and get Keenan Allen or Amari Cooper.
That's a lot. Giving up a lot.
I'm a Damian Williams hater, so I don't.
Oh boy.
I've been talking to the Michael Thomas owner right now. I'm trying to see if he can pair Damian Williams and DJ Moore. Do you guys feel that too much or is that okay?
For Michael Thomas, if you can pull that off, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that's not enough.
That would be if you could pull that off, that would be huge.
Maybe that person loves Damian Williams. Maybe they're just like George and they absolutely love him.
Did anyone else see Damian Williams rip off that 75-yard catch and run in their last preseason game? Because the defenders could not catch him. He's a 220-pound guy that they can't catch up to. He's looking pretty good.
Yeah, he was one of that against like third stringers.
Well, I think it was a little earlier in the game than that, and he looked good. So
it was still in the first quarter.
Don't sleep on Damian. Yeah, Damian's gonna have a big season.
Big whoop.
All right, Curtis. Are we good, Curtis?
We good to go. Thank you very much, guys.
All right, buddy.
Wonderful hearing you guys' voices again.
Good luck, man.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear from you next week. I'll have you all hooked up with your intro. We got a quick interrupt here from the Mixer chat before we get to the next call. Jimmy Scanlon wants to know, giving Mark Ingram and Marvin Jones both flex spots for Sony Michel. You like it or not?
I like
it. He's giving them?
Yeah, he's giving up Mark Ingram's and Jones and Marvin Jones. The flex spots, he's going to get Sony Michel.
If it's redraft, I would not do that. I like Ingram more than Sony.
No way. I guarantee you, Michelle, unless Michelle gets hurt, but if we're talking they're playing full seasons, Michelle is going to have a big season.
That team, the Ravens absolutely want to run the ball. They've been looking for a guy who can do all facets of the game. He can run, he can block, and he can catch, and they've never been able to get that one guy. That's why they've always had to use, you know, Alex Collins and Buck Allen or Gus Edwards and Buck Allen or something like that. But now they have someone who can do it all. Mark Ingram is going to be a stud.
Look, he's going to lose a lot of touches to Justice Hill. This is very much going to be a similar situation to what he just had. Justice Hill's a monster. This is a very similar situation to what just happened, what he just left. He just left a team where he was kind of the bruiser, and there was a guy that was better and more efficient on the touches. I'm not saying Justice Hill is Alvin Kamara, but the dude is electric, and he's going to get his fair share of work. Sony Michel is a better talent than Mark Ingram is. And he also has to compete with Lamar Jackson going to run the ball. So we'll see.
Yeah, but you can also make that argument that Sony Michel also has to compete with, you know, James White for catches and Damian Harris.
Damian Harris isn't going to be anything.
Rex Burkhead.
No, that's not. Michelle's going to get his. Michelle is going to get his, and James White's going to get his. You know, the other guys are going to have random weeks where they have a big week, but unless an injury happens, it's going to be the Michelle and James White show.
I would say in a dynasty league, I would do this trade in a heartbeat. In a redraft league, I still like Ingram more than Michelle this year.
All right.
Okay, so let's say – okay, go ahead.
No, you got more? I mean, I want to get to these calls. This guy's been sitting on hold for 10 minutes here.
All right. Let's answer these guys. I think we hit that well enough.
John from California has been very patient. John, thank you for waiting. You are now on the Sleepwire mail sack.
Hello, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks.
Hey, what's going on, John?
Oh, enjoying the weather over here. I'm in a 12-team Dynasty League standard scoring. Would it be a good idea to trade Duke Johnson and Dante Pettis for Alexander Mattison and Mike Williams? I'm the owner of Dalvin Cook, but I'm not completely sold on Duke Johnson. What's your take on this?
Duke Johnson should have a big role. I'm not sold on Mattison. So that name to me doesn't really do anything for me. But Mike Williams, on the other hand, I really like, and I think is going to have a really bright future. So I think that Mike Williams is the best player in this trade.
Yep, I agree.
So I would probably do it.
Okay. And what do you think of Duke Johnson? Do you think he'll blow up this season? What do you think of Pettis? You think he's going to show up?
You know, that it's anyone's guess who the wide receivers are really going to be there in San Francisco. Pettis is a pretty decent player, but what is he dealing with right now? Is it Robbie Anderson's dealing with the calf? What is Pettis dealing with? He's dealing with an injury also.
Yeah, hurt feelings because he's not playing exactly how they want to
play. I got one for that. I got it.
Hurt my feelings.
I was ready for it.
That is perfect.
That's awesome.
Mike Williams is significantly better than Pettis. Yeah. Yep. Duke Johnson, you know, he's going to have a good season if they give him that role to where he's getting 20 touches a game. It didn't sound like that's what they were planning to do, though.
No, and even if they do that for this season, the Texans are going to address this. Duke Johnson is not going to be their solution for the long term, and this is a dynasty league. And in dynasty, I would much rather have what I think is Dalvin Cook's handcuff and Mike Williams, the best player in the trade.
Awesome. That's all I needed to hear. Thank you very much, fellas. I appreciate it.
Dude, thanks for staying on hold for so long. All right, going from John to we got Millay, I believe he said, in Indiana. Millay, you're on the Sleepwire mail sack.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Man, first-time caller.
I am from Indiana. Where are you from there?
St. John, but I'm currently in Highland, Indiana.
Okay. I lived in Muncie for the last 12 years, so.
Oh, yeah. I used to go down there for work, visiting doctors and pharmaceuticals. Yeah, Muncie. It's a little bit of a drive.
Yeah, so we got a Minnesota and an Indiana on the show. That's awesome. What's your question, man?
I actually have a draft in about 30 minutes. And
oh, nice.
I'll pick 11 in the standard draft that we've had probably for about like 5 years now. It's full PPR. I was thinking about doing Chubb for my first pick and then possibly stretching for, since I live so close to Chicago and used to live in Chicago before we moved to Indiana, but I'm originally from Pittsburgh, so I'm a Steeler fan, but I adopted my wife's Bears and they look great. And everything I've seen of David Montgomery, I want him on all of my fantasy teams. So do you guys think it's too much of a stretch trying to grab David Montgomery for my wraparound pick in the second round, or should I try to wait? And
what platform
that
are
he
you
falls
playing
in the third?
He said it's a
Yahoo.
Okay. I just did a draft on Yahoo and I think David Montgomery has an ADP less than, like, I think he's in the fourth round. I think second round is too early. At the 11 spot, you said 11 in a 12-team PPR?
Yeah.
So I would be looking to get, if it falls your way, maybe Connor and Tyreek Hill, and then David Montgomery, hope he falls to you in the third. And if he doesn't, no big deal. But if you want him, like, you're basically on the turn. If you want him, you almost have to take him there. But I would rather hope he falls rather than spend that second round pick on him.
Right. Okay.
What about you, right, Lucas?
And then, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little rich for me given what's going to be there for you. There's a lot of players that I really like in that range. And given that it's a PPR, I would look and see what running backs you have there, but I think that I would also be James Conner over Nick Chubb. As much as I like Nick Chubb, I don't think he's going to catch a lot of passes. I think that James Conner would be a good pick there, and then probably one of those really high-end wide receivers is going to be there. I love Michael Thomas. If Devontae Adams were to happen to fall, that would be great. I think OBJ has a big year. Julio, any of these guys, I think it's safe to grab a really high-end running back and then a wide receiver.
I will say this. I did a 12-team PPR last night and I had the 12th spot, and I walked away with Adams and Julio.
Solid plan.
I'm okay. I'm okay with that start too.
Solid stuff.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks, son.
All right, phone lines.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, who's is here? Phone lines are cleared out. I have a bunch of new questions, so please refresh your Google Doc.
Okay.
All right. Let me see where we do. We have any? Are we? You said we're through with callers.
Yeah,
for
we're
now.
All set. Yeah, if you guys want to call in, we're gonna jump into the questions now. The number is 256-567-5337 256-56-SLEEP. Just type it out on your phone. Spell it with the letters.
All righty. We'll just jump right into the sack here. R. Somers wants to know what our favorite late round running back is. And I know this is going to be contrary to Chris's. I like Justice Hill. I think Justice Hill is a dynamic player that could earn a big role for himself by making big plays. Chris, late round running back that you like.
I'm going to say, as of right now, ADP from Fantasy Football Calculator, Adrian Peterson in the 11th. Had over 1,000 yards last year. I still don't trust Geist to be completely healthy. I think AP's still going to get work.
I'm on the flip of that.
Say Justin Jackson. Justin Jackson. Snag him. Be happy. Put a big fat smile on your face. Eckler's not going to get all of the work. I don't think we're expecting Gordon to play despite that I don't know. That guy felt very excited. He said he had a hunch. I don't know if you guys saw that tweet earlier today about optimistic about Melvin Gordon playing. That beat writer said he just had a hunch. There was nothing behind it. So I think you can fairly snag up Justin Jackson, be pretty happy that he's going to get some work. He's going to get some goal line. And, yeah, you can flex him out. So. And Tony Pollard, too. I mean, Tony Pollard is still being taken a little bit earlier, probably. But no Zeke still. I mean, if you can get those guys, of course, Darwin Thompson, Darwin Thompson could obviously possibly win your league if D. Willie is not the guy. So, let's say he's not the guy if he gets injured, because D. Willie is a guy.
Okay. All right. Next, we have Danger Zone 21. He wants to know who is a good person to buy low. Who's hit us with one person
to buy low?
One person to buy low.
Buy Zeke right now. I mean, he's not showing up. A lot of people are freaking out about him. I mean, if you are able to offer like a second rounder, third rounder for him,
well, let's assume this is just. In redraft here.
Yeah, redraft. Like if someone's drafted already, if you're drafting already, right? Is this a buy? This is buy low. You drafted already. You're not buying if you haven't drafted. So, right. So you got somebody that's freaking out on those guys. Yeah, go ahead and take those guys. I think who else is a good buy low right now?
T.Y.?
Somebody who's value dropping.
T.Y.
Yeah. is a great buy low. He's a great buy low. It's a great answer.
T.Y.'s ADP is now the beginning of the fifth.
Yeah, that
Max,
that
I would say Max that, is a good buy low too.
Chris, what about you? Do you have a buy low for us?
Yeah, and it's a guy who's going in the sixth round, but I still think that's end of the year. That's going to be too late. Who might appreciate this too? Robbie Anderson. Going as the 29th wide receiver off the board right now, I've got him ranked inside the top 20.
He is dealing with the calf issue, right?
Yeah. So yeah, that's okay. If you look at what he did with at the once he and Sam Darnold once they established that chemistry, that connection at the end of last season, last four games, he averaged 6 for 90 and a touchdown. Well, a touchdown in the last three games, but 6 for 90 over the last four games. I expect that to carry over.
Okay. I would say I've seen A.J. Green falling into the sixth or seventh round in some drafts. Mm-hmm. For me, that's a decent buy low. And if I had to choose one more, I think I would go after Breida. I think Breida could see easily half of the work there. in San Francisco, and just nobody's talking. And he could win that starting spot. It is completely open. Tevin Coleman does not have a lock on that whatsoever.
Yeah, speaking of which, I actually have Breda at 27. I've got Coleman at 32. They're using him all over. So, yeah, I've got him a little bit ahead. I think both guys will get work. So you're going to be able to use both guys as a flex. Definitely great bye week replacements. If you look at Brandon last year, I believe he finished what about RB 26 or so. So I mean, if you look at a guy in that backfield, should be able to produce RBs kind of two, you know, back in obviously RB 3 numbers for you. And then obviously with McKinnon possibly being on the pup with his getting injured, re-injured again, that's pretty nice for Tevin Coleman and Breda. So I like both guys. Breda a little bit more, though, for sure.
All righty. Fantasy Depth 3.
Oh, that was the wrong thing. I'm so sorry. That was the wrong.
Yes.
I was about to say, what are we?
I was going
to
say, what do we have against? What do we have against?
That's it. Not it either. I was looking for the bell. I thought I had a bell here in my bag of tricks.
Producer Steve over here killing it on the drops tonight.
Here, we'll use this one. When we get a call in the middle of the show, we'll use this.
Hold on to your butts.
All right, we got Henry, and I could not understand this man telling me where he was from. I have no idea where he's from. But, Henry, thanks for calling. You're on the Sleepwire mail sack.
Thanks for taking my call.
What you got for us, Henry?
I was wondering how high you guys are on a carry-on. His ADP is pretty high, but what are you guys expecting out of that Lions offense?
See, so I think carry-on's a pretty dynamic player, but I have him in my mind. I'm having trouble visualizing him really being a breakout guy that finishes in the top six or the top eight, where a lot of people feel like he could. I think that he's going to see not as much work as we think with CJ and then Ty Johnson, this guy is a monster. He's going to get touches. That O-line isn't great, and the offense, you know, it's kind of so-so as a whole, and they have some tough games. Chris, what do you think here, bud?
I have him ranked 14th, and he's going as the RB14 right now, so I think his ADP is perfectly appropriate.
Yep. Hoos, do you kind of agree with that? Is he going about where he should be going in drafts?
No, I definitely think he's going way too early. Maybe not way too early, but I have him as my RB18, and I think that might even be a little high on him, just because I do have CJ Anderson factoring in quite a bit. He's actually an RB. He's close to an RB3 for me. Just kind of made the fell off the cusp.
So carry on for you is where so
use him quite a bit.
Where do you think is the appropriate place to draft carry on? Is it somewhere towards the end of the third?
Say about I'd feel comfortable in the fourth. I don't want to really take him in the third round just because there's still receiving options there. And then if you want to factor in any of the tight ends, depending on how you're looking at tight ends, if you want to grab another running back, depending on how the landscape is falling, and there's one that's just like, what? You know, Damian Williams is staring at you there, then you're probably going that. So it all depends on how the draft is falling. But, no, typically I'd like to have him in the fourth round, but he's probably not going to be on any of my
teams. Yeah, I don't think you'll get him there. Yeah, I don't think that you'll get him there at all. If he falls to the 3-4 turn, I think that's probably pretty good value, or else you're just not going to see him. I've seen people taking him as early as the late second, which for me is way too early. There's a lot of guys I would rather have before him. I would rather have Dame Williams. I'd rather have Chris Carson. I think I would probably rather have Josh Jacobs, even though I'm not super excited about him. There's just a fair amount of players that we would rather have in front of him.
So the 303 where he's going is too early.
That's too early for me. I will never own him there.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Henry, thank you for calling in to the Sleepwire mail
this
sack.
This could be the big salami. Let's see.
We got a trade question. That's our new sound effect for trade question.
This could be the big salami. Let's see.
Captain Kurt, nice. Which is Curtis, he says Freeman for Cooper.
I
don't know what side he's on, but so what side do you like better, Freeman or Cooper? I think if this is the team that he told us about earlier, he's got a lot of running back depth to give up.
Then, yeah, I would do it.
I don't like either, really, but
yeah, but see, for him, what good is it really doing him? I don't want to give away my running back depth for a guy that I'm kind of at on. He needs to do a 2-for-1. He needs to do a 2-for-1. I'm not wanting to trade away that running back and keep all of those wide receivers, because you already have a bunch of wide receivers that are around the same value. So get rid of one of those in the trade and trade up. Shoot for something higher than Amari Cooper.
Right. There you go.
Amari Cooper is going to finish as a wide receiver 1.
No, he's not.
He's going to be a top 12 wide receiver.
No, he's not. No, yep. He's not. No,
I hope he is. I mean, that's a Cowboys fan in me, but
that's crazy.
We'll see. We'll see. I think Gallup's going to have a pretty big role this year.
Michael Gallup's going to outscore Amari Cooper.
Nah, shit. I don't see that one happening, but it's
going to happen.
Having a pretty significant.
Going to happen.
Well, so Curtis said he had what? He's got Connor, Gurley, Damian Williams, and Freeman.
Yeah,
he has Kamara, Gurley, Freeman, and Damian Williams.
Kamara,
just start
Gurley.
Freeman, and it's your flex. I'd much rather start Freeman and flex than Amari Cooper. And I don't even like Freeman.
Well,
Doug Martin to me at his career.
His issue, Hoos, was that his wide receivers, Amari would be his best wide receiver.
Oh, so then I would totally do what you suggested. I would do a 2-for-1, and I'm trying to upgrade, bolster that wide receiver position rather than just getting a guy that's just like Amari Cooper, if you know, as far as where we're looking at in respect to him. So, yeah, I definitely would agree with what Lucas first said.
All right.
Chris, you on board there?
No, I'm on board with the straight-up trade.
Okay, all right.
I'm good with it. I don't think you'll be able to package Freeman and Godwin or Sanders or DJ Moore. I don't think you'll be able to package Freeman and one of those wide receivers to get a receiver that's better than Amari Cooper.
I think you could totally get Juju.
You don't think that you could go after Juju or Mike Evans or Keenan Allen?
You can get all of those guys.
Or
you can get one of those guys.
Freeman
you
and Thielen.
Get every one of those guys.
Freeman and Thielen,
Thielen
are going virtually in the exact same place in drafts. Maybe Freeman's going a little bit after him, but if you throw a guy, a wide receiver that you're taking in the fourth or fifth round, plus a running back for their wide receiver that they got in the early third, I mean, that's an upgrade over Amari for me, especially from a consistency.
Look, I'm not saying that the trade's not fair. I'm saying that no one is going to give you Juju or Evans.
Well, we just said we would.
For Freeman and Godwin.
We just said that we would.
I mean, if there's someone that's sitting there that has Melvin Gordon on their team or Zeke and they're not really sure, and if he's in a 12-man and he has Kamara, Gurley, Freeman, and Damian Williams, I guarantee you with those four running backs, with four of the top 14 running backs on one team,
someone's scarce.
Hurting running backs right now.
100%. Yep. Unless they just drafted extremely well, unless they're pros, like only, and no disrespect to people that draft every year because you're pros as well. But what I'm saying is, unless you're navigated multiple leagues on a year in, year out basis, and you study this like no one else's business, it's tough to come back from someone that drafted four knockout running backs. It's going to be – there's going to be a bunch of other teams that are needy. So I definitely agree with what Lucas is saying. And, yeah, I mean, because, look, I've got Godwin ahead of Cooper. So if you're asking me if you could package Godwin and Freeman to get a Juju, Evans, or Thielen, I take that because I don't have them too far away, and I'm getting a running back that I can use that a lot of people believe can finish as a top five running back. Some people believe he's still got it in him. I don't, but he's still someone that people believe in, and I want that on my team.
Yep, I think Hoos and I are trumping you on this one, Chris.
Sounds like it. That's okay.
it's usually the two of you ganging up on me, so it feels good to be on this side of it.
Okay, hang on 1 second, because we got the next question is about kickers. Do we want to do that one?
It was the. I mean, he might be listening. We should answer his question.
All right, sure. Let's just do it.
Is it the Willy Wonka one, Steve, or is it a different?
Yeah. Willy Wonka.
I like the Cleveland kicker. He's a rookie out of OU, assuming that he's the one that wins that spot. The guy was a monster at OU. He knocks him down. He's accurate. No one really knows about him. His last name Siebert? Siebert?
Yeah, you don't right? even know about him.
Well, the pronunciation. I know how to spell it, but I believe it's gotcha. Siebert. But he's really a stud, and I assume he's going to win that job in Cleveland. I always like a kicker that's on a high-powered offense. I also like going after ones that kick a lot in domes. So, but undrafted kicker, I think I'd go after the Cleveland guy.
I'm going to say Vinatieri. Brissett's good enough to move the ball, but not good enough to score a lot of touchdowns. Okay. I think
we're going to go with home teams. I was going to go with this guy even without Chris being a homer, but I'm going to be a homer too. And Aldrick Rojas, that guy, I believe he was number two on kickers last year. I had him, and he was just, if you count like his double digit kicking games, dude was out of this world. He's got a leg on him. So the offense doesn't have to be that great to get that far. If you get close enough, you get the 40-yard line, he's going to boot a 50 for you and give you 5 points. He was a league winner, and I can't believe we're getting this excited about kickers. But yeah, Aldrick Rojas.
Okay, I think we did due diligence on kickers there.
Somebody keeps it. I don't know who's in my Google Doc, but you better cut it out, erasing my questions. Who's doing that? All right, stay frosty.
I did that one because we already answered that question for that person.
He puts a line through it.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah. All right. Sorry.
Come on, Chris.
Jeez, man.
Chris is new to the
sack. Come into
the sack.
Is
this your first mail sack, bro?
I think it is.
It's the first one with live with Steve running it.
All right, so that was Stay Frosty 88. He had a second question that just came in. Real quick one. Pettis or Moncrief, full PPR?
Yeah, I didn't delete that one.
Thank you.
Pettis.
Yeah, Pettis for me, too.
We're going to disagree again. Man.
I like Moncrief. But Pettis.
It's because Washington looked really good to me. Washington looked really good, and I think Pettis has more of an upside. I'm going for the pure upside play here.
Let me look at where I have them in my rankings here real quick.
I definitely have Pettis higher.
While Chris is looking that up, if you guys want to call in, the number is 256-65-SLEEP. That's 256-567-5337.
I have Moncrief two spots ahead, so in all actuality, it doesn't really matter. I'd rather have Ben Roethlisberger's wide receiver two than Garoppolo's two or three. We don't even know if he's going to be the one.
He's the one. But touche. Okay. I do agree with your point, though. I do agree. If it's the one, Ben Roethlisberger two, that could be pretty special. Especially Moncrief, who was touted to be a high touchdown guy. I still go with Pettis, though, just because he should see the targets. He should see the volume.
Yeah, and for me, it's just because I can't sit here and tell you that I honestly feel that Moncrief is going to be the two there. I know that's where he's currently running and slated, but Washington has looked good.
Yeah. Yep. Ooh, they got that boy from Toledo. Got the Antonio Brown DNA, kind of. I don't know. What's his name? I can't. Next. Deontay Thompson. Look out.
What's his name?
Deontay Thompson, deep,
Deontay,
deep sleeper.
Deontay Washington.
It's Thompson. It's Deontay
Spencer
Thompson.
Or Washington.
It's Thompson.
Thompson.
Thompson. Deontay. I know it was Deontay.
Moving on to FTY442 with the news on Ogunbowale. Would you move to pick him up as a late rounder, or is it just
noise?
I would also.
Yes.
Would also.
I dig him. He's. We've been hearing. I don't know if you guys listened to the last show we had Jared Smola on. And what you want to pay attention to is consistent hype, right? You want consistency. Now, I've been hearing about this guy since like early draft season, like right after camp. They've been hearing about this guy, Dare. Dare Ogunbowale, right? Been hearing about this guy. And I'm like, man, check out his tape. Check out his – he looks good. He looks like he's – and you guys know I'm a Peyton Barber guy. He looks like he's their best back. And we know Arians likes one guy. I think it's a very good chance that he's their one guy. I mean, they start him out. I think they're going to start out Barber. They're going to give Jones some work. And then Dare's, I think it's just going to blow them away as he's been doing so far. And I think they're just going to give him the job. So, yeah, I'd love that as a stash.
I'd say 14 team or 7 bench, yes. But in a regular 10, 12 team league, I wouldn't do it.
We're just even if it's a 6-person bench, even if it's a 6-person bench, take him with your last pick.
Yeah. What does it hurt? If he kills you the first game that you're not even going to start him in, you drop him and you pick up the waiver wire's new hotness. You know, it's
one of the guys from the Great Debate.
Exactly.
Hold on to your butts.
All right, we got a call. I don't know who this is. I'm not going to screen it. Caller, we'll do it live. What's your name? You're on the Sleepwire mail sack.
This is my stupid older brother.
Oh.
Like my brother texted you guys all last year.
Yeah, Eric, right?
you guys remember?
Man. Eric.
Yeah, my brother Eric.
Yeah.
That's my brother.
Yeah, he's a dumbass. So,
this is brother, stupid older brother. So, we're in a 14-person league, no PPR, and I'm trying to, figure out. I got a lot of receivers. He's got a lot of running backs. What do you think is a fair trade? I've got on my bench John Brown. Well, first of all, my receivers are
The guy from the thing.
I got Josh Gordon and I got Michael Thomas. I got Kelce. I got Dak starting, but I'm saying I got Will Fuller on my bench. I got Brown from Buffalo. I got Nua and I got Miller from Chicago. I think going to get I feel like all three of them potential to blow up, but he's got 6 running backs on the bench. So I'm trying to make a fair trade. Which one of these running back? I mean, which one of my receivers would you most willing to part with?
Well, who does he have for running backs? Who are you looking at?
Who's your running back, Eric? I'm looking at him right now.
On the bench.
I want Hill.
It's kind of hard to do while you guys are you guys are being too honest with each other. First off, you guys are right next to each other.
You're
not getting any benefit from hearing us.
No,
give you
but
the,
I was just I no, but it, my main point was which of those receivers that I have on the bench would you be willing to part with first, or second string running back?
I like Anthony Miller the most.
The funny thing is, you would keep him.
I think he offers you the most value. I think he's your biggest trade piece. Who was your other wide receivers again?
Brown. I think Brown from Buffalo.
He has John Brown, Will Fuller, Anthony Miller.
Yeah. And Anua.
Yeah, I think Anthony Miller. For me, Anthony Miller is your sexiest piece. I think he's the number one option in that Bears
get rid of
offense. Yeah.
Whoa. Come on. Allen Robinson's the guy. We know Allen Robinson. Yes, he is. He is. Yes.
Anyway.
We're disagreeing right now. Hard on that. Justice Hill is the guy that you're trying to target here.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to basically my running backs are they're not that deep because it's a 14-person league. So I got Aaron Jones, Green Bay, and I got Lindsey, which is, you know, risky.
That's solid.
But then I got Kareem Hunt waiting. I don't know because of Chubbs. I had Chubbs last year, so I understand what he could do. But then I also have Penny. But I need depth on running back. That's what I'm saying.
I think your running backs might be just as good as your wide receivers, to be honest. I think I like your running backs more than I like your wide receivers.
No, he has Michael Thomas and Josh Gordon.
Okay.
Yeah, Josh Gordon. Right.
But your other wide receivers are very meh. I have to say.
I
might be able to trade one.
I think Will Fuller is the sexiest piece, and he's the one I like the most, but he's also the one that's most injury prone, so I would say move him if you can.
Agree.
Yeah, but then last year, if he stays healthy, he had 7 touchdowns for 7 games.
You need to upgrade somewhere.
Get rid of him?
Yeah, you can't get... If you want to give a Nunwa, what are you expecting to get back in return? Deion Lewis?
What running backs does he have on the bench?
My brother? He got 6 running backs. He has Hill, and then he has the dude. What's the other team? He's not showing me now because he's listening. But he has literally 6 running backs. He has a guy from not Baltimore.
Okay, but basically what we're saying is between Anthony Miller and Will Fuller, those are going to be the sexiest pieces aside from Josh Gordon and Michael Thomas. You're not trading those guys. So you got to trade
either Anthony Miller. No, what I'm saying is that I got to trade Nua Nua.
No one's going to want
him. I also have Kelce.
You're not going to get anything for Nua Nua. You can't trade
Kelce. You think I should trade Kelce?
No, don't trade Kelce.
I don't think you're going to get the value from where you had to draft Kelce. You're not going to get that back.
No,
Keep Will Kelce. Is going to be your guy that you can get the most out of.
It's going to be Fuller.
Yeah, his team is trash, actually. The only guy I wanted was Hill, and I'm looking at it. He got Ty Montgomery, and I want Madison, though. I think Madison might be able to do something.
I
would not trade Will Fuller for Alexander Madison.
I'm
keeping – no, but Anunua?
Anunua I would trade for Madison,
I guess, sure. That's whatever. Both of those
looks like we had a small connection issue. We'll try to fix that.
I'm 100% going to stick with my receivers. I got Gordon, and I've got
right. I think what we're looking at here is Will Fuller's your most attractive option to move to increase. If you're looking just
for risk of injury,
just another depth piece, any depth piece, then yeah, move a Nunua for whatever you can get, just as a running back, sure.
Yeah, sounds like you don't even like Anunua.
No, I love Anunua. The problem is if you can stay healthy. I'm a Jets fan, so whatever. I love Anunua. Nah, I think that guy's amazing. Like, I mean, not amazing, but when he's on the field, he does great. Can he stay on the field?
See, I'm thinking end of the season, given injury histories and what we expect Anthony Miller to step up into this year, I think by the end of the season, Will Fuller and Anthony Miller might have similar stats, similar fantasy points, due to Fuller maybe missing some time. If Fuller plays a full 16, I think Fuller's going to be great. That's why I have him ranked the highest. That's why he's being drafted the highest. But he does have the most risk. I mean, he's never played a full season. And he is
he had 7 touchdowns in 7 games.
Yeah, I get it, man. You don't have to sell me on Will Fuller.
Miller looks good, too, I think.
I'm just saying, if you want to get better depth, then he's going to get you the most.
That's what I'm – so you would say – but you think my team is pretty deep, 14-person league?
Oh, yeah.
I think we're 14-person. Right.
You got to admit that I'm the smarter older brother. Just say it out loud.
Yo, smack your brother upside the head for me. You're a goofy guy. I like it when you call.
I'll smack him right now.
Yeah, you're a loyal listener, too.
It's mad delayed. He didn't even know yet. He's listening on his phone. He's waiting for it.
Hey, we're going to expect
– coming, Eric.
We're going to expect you guys to call back in after you play during the season.
All right. Well, it's nice talking to you guys. You give him great advice. He loses every year.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate those donation checks you've been sending, bud.
Yeah.
Fucking cost more to send them than to cash them in.
All right, dude. Out. Thanks for calling in. All right. We got a trade. This is a little trade
King
announcement.
Kong ain't got on me.
How badass is Curtis? He pulled off a trade. Let's see what we think. Freeman, DJ Moore, and $50 of fab for Tyreek Hill.
That's a good deal.
Oh, my gosh. That $50 a fab, that basically just means nothing when you're getting Tyreek Hill back, right? Because it's just – that's usually guess money half the time. You're getting to spend the money on something that you know has value, guaranteed value. Like, that is phenomenal.
You traded a wide receiver 3, probably, and your fourth running back – for Tyreek Hill. I mean, you'll have to be a little bit more careful with your fab this season, but that's okay. You got a top 5 wide receiver.
He's not going to need fab because he just won the league with that trade.
Exactly. Yeah, you're good.
Chris is not saying that he was wrong, but he is saying he's glad that you did not trade Freeman away for Amari Cooper.
No, see, it was the $50 in fab that put it over the edge.
$50 in fab.
It was the tipping point.
Like a
no, see, people like really value their fab. They don't see that. They don't see losing $50. Like they, oh my God, $50. That's so much. Oh, I'm gaining $50. That's awesome. So that's what set the trade over the edge.
He'll probably the guy will probably blow it in one bidding. You know, he'll probably just think, oh, I got an extra 50, and he'll blow it right away. I wanted to make sure we didn't skip this fantasy.
That guy played it so.
Yeah, good job, Curtis. Good job, fantasy dude. Did we get to this one? I don't think we got to this one. Should I consider dropping Eric Ebron for either Mark Andrews or Darren Waller? 1 point PPR.
No.
I wouldn't do that, buddy. I don't know.
Him, and he scored a touchdown. He targeted him, I believe, 3 times in that game, and he scored a touchdown. So he looked for him in the red zone. Yeah, I think Ebron's going to be safe, actually. Ebron, not the wide receivers, but T.Y., Ebron, and Mac, I think, are still usable. That's it.
You know, I would rather have Mark Andrews. I'm just putting it out there. I would much rather have Mark Andrews. I think that's going to be the number one target for Lamar on an offensive
that's possible.
Point.
I just down. I'm not a believer in Lamar though. So I mean, there are people that do believe in him, and you know that's you know whatever. I just want to see it first. I haven't seen much of him from him other than rushing, and I think we've seen RG3 do that. Albeit he does it better than RG3. He's going to just get injured, and I hope he doesn't, but that's just a beautiful way to get injured.
Mark Andrews was a rookie last year who took the starting tight end spot away from one of the first tight ends drafted in last year's draft. Mark Andrews won that spot, and he's being targeted.
I love Mark Andrews. Dude, I absolutely love Mark Andrews. Like, I was one of the people telling people –
really want to
yes.
Let me jump
yeah,
in here.
Because he scores touchdowns.
He's in a great offense. Brissett was the starter. Jack Doyle had 80 catches. Jacoby Brissett targets the tight end. Give me Ebron.
Doyle is back. Yes, Doyle is back.
Yeah, and you know what? That's great.
He's
great
not,
for Brissett.
He's very injury prone.
It's good for Ebron and for Doyle.
Yeah, I think they both can eat. I think they're both can eat. The wide receivers won't. You're looking at T.Y., Doyle and Ebron, and then you know maybe Mac could be okay, but yeah. You know other
if
than
the
that,
question,
I if the, with Andrews here, here's the thing with Andrews: if you look at any and maybe the preseason games, you don't look at any of it. Meaning not you don't, but maybe saying we shouldn't look at it. But if we've been looking at the preseason games as an outlier, they're not looking to use him as often as we want him to be used. I love Mark Andrews. I absolutely love the guy. I was high on him early in the offseason. I was high on him last season. I believed he was one of my sleepers, and he kind of was for you at some points in the season. But with Lamar Jackson, I'm sorry, I'm not a big fan of his, and I don't think he has – I don't know. I don't know how often he's going to pass the ball. I have so many question marks. And
what do you mean, 30 times a game,
scared.
Didn't you see? No,
yeah,
I'm with you. Well, look, he's not a prolific passer. He's one of the worst passing quarterbacks in the NFL, but he is probably the best scrambling quarterback. Maybe Kyler, because Kyler's so fast, but Lamar's a big dude, so he can actually give a little bit of the beating back to them. And he's on a really good team. Baltimore is a solid team. He's going to be fine.
I think Ebron scores more touchdowns.
Then Mark
I think
Andrews.
Ebron scores way. Yeah, I think he scores way more touchdowns than Mark Andrews.
No, but what? I don't know.
We've
man.
Seen it from Ebron. We haven't seen it from Andrews.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at.
Now let me jump in here.
And I don't like Ebron at all.
God damn
with
it.
With luck, I was saying I don't want Ebron anymore. But
put yourself on mute for a second.
Hang on.
If the question was drop Doyle for Andrews or Waller, I would be more apt to say yes, but not Ebron.
Okay. All right. I'll go with you guys. I'm Andrews. I like the upside more. I'm worried about the Colts. It's going to be sluggish. Ebron's competing for the tight end spot. There's just a lot of questions.
No, he's not.
How can you say that? You don't
he's
know not, what's going to happen.
He's got the tight end spot. He's not competing for it.
The
he's got it.
They love Doyle. They love Doyle for whatever
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, and they love Ebron too. There's no reason why the Colts can't sustain two top 15 tight ends this season.
Two top 15 tight ends, yep. A wide receiver one.
Nah.
It won't be a wide receiver one.
Nah, T.Y. will be.
T.Y. won't be. He'll be a good wide receiver too. Yeah, I have him, I think, 17 now. And I wish I could move him higher. I just, I had him in my
when I did my Fantasy Pros one.
10, actually.
Look, if you could
I moved him to 14.
If you could combine Doyle and Ebron's production this season, obviously I'd be all about it. But
okay, we're getting into science experiments we can't even do. Yeah. All right, we got to get back on track.
Dr. Mendeley.
I think we were at NDEF R. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
What do you watch for in early weeks of the season to identify potential breakouts?
I think Hoos is the best person to answer this.
Hoos, go ahead and give it your first shot. Chris says you can take
the question.
What do you watch for in early weeks of the season to identify potential breakouts?
Snap count. I'm looking at, obviously, the overall eye test. You know, you want to see if the guy looks good, if he's breaking tackles.
Getting separation as a wide receiver.
Yeah, all these different things. If he's getting up, you know, if he's fiery after he, you know, all these little things. But, yeah, it's very – you can't read too much into the preseason. But, those are the little things you're
doing. Well, he's saying early weeks of the regular season. You know, like last year, obviously, Philip Lindsay, something you probably didn't know about in the preseason. Most people didn't. You see him in the first game, and the dude looked absolutely electric. Tyler Boyd, and I believe it was either week two or week three, when clearly he was going to be the number two and that the number two was going to have value for Andy Dalton last year. There's certain guys that you want to look for with wide receivers. You're looking for guys that are getting separation and guys that are going up and winning these 50-50 balls, like the contested catches that are going up and just coming down with it. And with the running backs, you're looking for guys that are either just running angry and the defenders look like they're afraid to come up and hit them, or you're looking for guys that just aren't getting touched because they are doing something right.
Super elusive.
I would say
guys,
snap count and targets. Target count.
Yep. You have targets. Targets are huge, obviously. Targets are opportunity, so you want that. Also, I mean, if you're just looking at early stuff, what I do like to just love to look at is defenses. I like to look at early signs of what defenses are giving up, questioning the matchup. Was it a good matchup or not? I think by week three or four, you can sort of decipher who are the top defenses. And then you could kind of go after that defense or maybe grab them off of waivers. Cause a lot of times you get a top 10 defense off of waiver. So I like to pay attention to that too, defensive schemes early on.
Okay. Strong side 79 and 2 point per PPR, Curtis Samuel or Josh Gordon as his flex. Chris. Did we lose Chris there? Okay. Strong side 79, who's same question to you. Curtis Samuel or Josh Gordon?
I'm a safe side would say Samuel, but Gordon obviously has wide receiver one upside, so Gordon.
Yeah, so let's
I'm gonna
you
take
know,
Gordon.
Yeah, let's make sure that he's good to go and playing week one, obviously, but assuming all systems go, Gordon's my guy also. Wilson 27, is Gallup the real sleeper in Dallas this year? Cooper will struggle all year with plantar fascia. Cortisone injection is a fast short-term fix, but only lasts 30 days. Will all the sleeper wire league managers of the
Wait, is this Dr. Wilson?
This is Wilson.
This is Dr. Wilson. Listen to him. What is cortisone injections? Plantar fascia? What is he doing? Dr. Wilson, PhD.
He's listening to the Sleeper Wire show.
Wilson 27, MD. I love it. He's our new Stefania Bell character.
There we go.
Yeah, get him on the show more often. So, oh, man.
I think Gallup is the sleeper this year. He is
he's the only sleeper.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, there's people talking about Randall Cobb now with Cole Beasley gone, which Cobb's still a good player. But I think Gallup in his second year is really the guy that's going to have a breakout, you know, from expectations. He also says, with all the sleeper wire league managers of the Pro-Am, who would you say has the best looking team so far other than your own?
You know, mine is still drafting. I have not seen any of you guys' teams.
Yeah, we're going to have to compare these once everyone else is finished. Speaking of, I think, is it, who's up on the clock right now on ours? Is it you still, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, just don't want you to auto pick there.
I'm a little busy right now.
I hear you.
I'll Coco get to Pax it right after the show.
Coco Pack says, for week one, he's in need of a flex between Chris Carson, James White, and Marvin Jones, PPR League. Thanks. I think there's only one answer here. But
Carson.
Chris says Carson. Who's?
You know my answer.
It's Chris Carson.
It's Chris Carson.
Chris Carson's an every week starter.
Oh,
even during his bye week, he's putting up numbers. It's DeWan says, who do you think is the best backup running back to have on your roster before the season starts?
Backup running back or handcuff?
I think
same he's thing,
kind,
right?
kind of saying the same thing. A running back that is not the one on the team.
Pollard.
Pollard's a really solid, really, really solid answer right now. I'd say
it's Pollard, hard to argue Jackson. With that.
Pollard Jackson, I would say even one I really like in deeper leagues, Buddy Howell. I think he could potentially step into that role and possibly run away with the job. There's Justin Jackson. Obviously, I said Justin Jackson. Yeah, but Pollard is, no Zeke.
I'm a big Justice Hill guy, so you know my answer there. Justice Hill and Devin Singletary are both.
I'm big. I'm really high on both those guys as well. Yep.
I think Chris would also say Peterson here. That's kind of his guy.
Yeah, I would argue that Peterson is not the backup, though.
You can argue that.
I'm curious to see. I have been rising on guys recently. I've been taking him in a few places because he's
done. Where do you have him?
He looks good. He looks good.
I can't put him higher than – I think I have, 38 right now. I struggle placing him higher.
As I was making my updating my rankings, I just kept moving him down and down. I guess I like this guy more. I like this guy more. I have him at 41.
He's just one of those guys I'm willing to be wrong on because he's that talented. So if I can get him in the seventh round, that's kind of where I'm comfortable taking him. Because of the upside, like what you're getting there. I mean, maybe you're taking your tight end there, but usually, you have a few wide receivers and a few running backs. Like I'm kind of looking for an upside guy, and Geis is a legitimate top eight upside running back.
No.
Yes, 100%.
No, not this season. Yep. On Washington.
We'll see.
I mean, if there's no back there at all, sure. But they have Chris Thompson. They've got AP.
Chris Thompson.
They use both of those guys.
Who says a tattoo of Chris Thompson?
I do, but that has nothing to do with the show. That has nothing to do with the show. I do. But still, what I'm saying is they use both of those dudes. Like, you can't give guys – if they're not there, then sure. I could see you saying guys has top 10 upside. But not with all of them being there. They all have to get injured. There's no way that can be
– Look, I'm on your side, if he's performing better, there's always guys. There are guys that go in the middle to late rounds that just end up being a guy. And maybe it doesn't happen this year for guys to where he just takes a commanding lead in terms of target, in terms of total touch share. But I think that he will be hyper efficient with the touches that he does get. And we're going to see it in the first couple of weeks too. And you're going to be like, oh my God, I want him on my team. It's going to happen. Guys is going to rip off a couple
of
big plays.
I think he's going to be frustrated with the amount of work he gets. I don't question how good he can be. I think we're just going to be frustrated with the amount of work he gets. We're going to just – if you own guys, he's going to be really frustrating to own, I feel like, because you're going to want him to get more work, and I don't think he's going to get more than 14 touches a game.
Okay. All righty. Kamara did a lot on 12 to 15 touches his first year.
He's not Kamara. He's not Kamara.
I mean, I know he's not Kamara, but – you know, he was pretty highly touted last year.
Sure, indeed.
TK Talahe says, two-part question. Will Seattle lead the league in rushing again? And who will end the season with more points, Penny or Carson? I mean, it's 100% Carson, and they might.
Yeah, there's a good chance, and it's Carson.
Yep.
Yes. 100% Carson. Penny will get his fair share of work with Mike Davis being gone and 112 touches also vacating. Penny will get some work, but Carson is – oh, my, I'm so excited for Carson. I'm upset he moved all the way up into the third round.
I am pissed.
I was getting him everywhere. Scott Fishbowl got him at the 5-12. Like,
dude, I'm looking at some of my early – I'm looking at – yeah, me too. I got him at the 5-12 with Scott Fish. I was like, wow, that was just money. I'm looking at some of these early drafts I did, and I'm just like – I'm showing some people like, oh, hey, what are some of the best drafts you did? And I'm showing them, and they're like, yo, how the – fuck did you draft this team?
Hey, like, family friendly. Hey, man. Friendly.
Sorry, I got excited.
In our draft night out, I ended up with Christian McCaffrey, Chubb, Damian Williams, and Chris Carson. And we have two flex. It's I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, I've got CMC and Carson in mine too.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Next we have Gascony 6. Guys, need some help. Should I trade a wide receiver or stay put until AJ is back? I'd probably target Diggs, Cooks, or Woods. I would probably have to give up Sanders or Samuel or another wide receiver, not Lockett or AJ. His rundown here is Jameis, Zeke, Chubb, Lockett, Curtis, Samuel, OJ, flexes, Damian Williams. I'm really kind of.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, I'm waiting for AJ.
You don't need to do anything. Yep.
And. He has Miles. You guys see the bench here. He has Miles Sanders, Justin Jackson, Darwin Thompson, Tony Pollard. I mean, he does have a lot of running back depth. So if he can pair one of those running backs with Lockett or Curtis Samuel for a better wide receiver, then go ahead and do it. But
he
said he's
not Lockett or AJ.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I would trade Lockett.
I would trade Sanders and Curtis Samuel, or yeah, I would trade both of those guys for any of Diggs, Cooks, or Woods.
Yeah, I would do that same thing too. You have enough depth. Yep. Okay, JVB says half point PPR, Jarvis Landry or Dookie Duke.
Oh, that's a good question.
Depends.
I'm leaning Duke unless Houston does something to address the running back.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at too.
Well, they did bring in Jay Ajayi.
No, they didn't.
No?
They didn't sign him.
Did he even come in for a workout? I heard that he wasn't even scheduled for a workout. I'm having trouble getting accurate information on this, but from what I heard...
I apologize if that's inaccurate information. I know I saw him picked up in a lot of leagues.
It's because people felt like that was going to be the free signing. They weren't going to have to trade anything away to get him. So it was going to be relatively inexpensive. The highest slated guy, you know, available.
If Ajayi goes there, or if Carlos Hyde gets traded there, or Melvin Gordon gets traded there, it's Landry. But as of right now, if I'm drafting today, I'm taking Duke.
Yo, check this out. Clowney gets traded to the Seahawks for Penny and a pick.
Then it's Penny.
And Chris Carson just has an absolute monster season and finishes RB1.
He's the top five. He's the top five back.
Yeah. I hope that happens, actually. Because Clowney's likely getting traded, right? That's what we're hearing.
Seems that way.
Yeah, he wants
so, that. And pretty good chance that they're getting a running back in return. So maybe he goes to Miami. You know, we see Drake come over
a wide receiver is supposed to get traded soon or something. Been hearing a little rumblings about that.
Yeah.
Or might possibly get traded or.
All right. Well, hey, let's move on instead of speculating.
Okay. All right. We're having fun here. You're right. Half point PPR. He has the number 5 pick. He wants to know if he should take DJ, Hopkins, Adams, Gurley, or Chubb. For me, it's between DJ and Hopkins. Hopkins is my number wide receiver, and DJ is my number 5 running back.
I think personal preference between DJ and Hopkins.
I'd say Hopkins.
I would take the running back.
I have Chubb ahead of DJ But I
who's the worst person to ask questions about David Johnson to?
I'd go Hopkins here, though. He's just the safest.
Well, you go wide receiver first, and you're like first four picks in every draft that you do. So
this is true. This is true.
Wrong so I think we're going Chris.
I would go Chubb then, but if you're just going to go running back, but then you're going David Johnson because
you would take Chubb at the number five.
I like Chubb over David Johnson. I mean, I would go Hopkins, but if I
your answer is Hopkins.
Yeah, but if you guys are talking about go running back, I'd be going Chubb over DJ. I'm just saying, but no, I take Hopkins there though.
Okay.
Hey guys, before we get off the number five spot, there was a question from Isos. He's the number five spot. Was curious if he should go Zeke at five.
I would not. Lucas would probably say yes because you think he's going to play.
Yeah, I still would. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a little bit nervous. I am. There's no way around that. Like you're not feeling warm and fuzzy. But Zeke is a league winner. Dude is a league winner. So I'm taking Zeke.
Yeah, and I agree with Lucas there. I take Zeke as well, especially after the five spot. I mean, you're just not going to get. I mean, I don't want to say you're not going to get because. No, you're not, because, I mean, we're talking about F5, Chubb, or David Johnson, or, obviously, or Hopkins, if you're going to go Hopkins wide receiver route, which, you're just going to have to grab Pollard. You're going to have to reach really high. You might have to go get him, like, seventh round, because if you don't get him, you can't sleep. You're not going to sleep. You're just not going to be able to. You're just going to be praying that Zeke is there. And then even if Zeke does there, I think Pollard does take some work, but not enough to really hurt Zeke too much. But I don't know. He might miss a game or two.
Let me jump in. Isos had another question. We'll just skip real quick to this one here. Need to start one back week one. Breida, Penny, or Royce Freeman?
Breida for me.
Let me look at the schedule here.
Let me pull up my week one rankings. Week one.
So Penny plays the Bengals. Breida plays the Buccaneers. That makes it easy. I'm going to go with Breida.
Yeah, I put Breida pretty high. Yep, Breida.
All right, we got some bozo. We got some bozo named Max Corsini.
Oh, no.
He's just spamming my inbox here. 12-team league, fifth pick, missed first three rounds thanks to time change. Hey, your excuses are your own, pal. Don't miss your draft.
All right, what's he need help with?
He wants to know how bad it is. The guy wants a bad news scenario here. So he's got Williams.
Wait, are we really going to answer Max's question right here?
We are.
That's what we do.
Let's see. He's got Cam Newton, Allen Robinson, Emmanuel Sanders, and Moncrief. His three wide receivers, running backs, Elliott and Williams, starting tight end Kelsey. And then his flex is Duke Johnson. Then he's got Latavius Murray. There you go. Penny, Debo Samuel, and Kay Johnson from Arizona, and Trubisky as his second quarterback. It's not bad. And Jalen Samuels.
I don't like this Debo and Kate Johnson, but other than that, fine.
Yeah.
I really like his first three picks. Who did he go with?
I'm guessing it was Elliott, Williams, and Kelsey.
Zeke, Kelsey, and Williams. I think those were your best picks, Max.
So there you go, Max. Maybe you should just skip the first three rounds of every draft. You'll be better off that way.
No, it sounds like a good team, Max. I think you ended up doing just fine.
This guy also from the Mixler, Jimmy wants to know if you'd like to rate. It's a two quarterback league, PPR. His quarterbacks are Brady and Rivers, wide receivers OBJ, Antonio Brown, and Ridley. Running backs Barkley and Montgomery. Tight ends Hawk, and his flex is Ingram and Marvin Jones. Oh, this is the guy that was going to trade Ingram and Marvin Jones for Sony Michel. He decided not to do that. So this is what he's rolling with in a 2QB PPR.
Good call, man. Yeah. Good call.
I think it's solid.
I still like Sony Michel big time this year, but I think you're going to be just fine.
He'd be trading two players who he is starting for one.
Yeah,
and see, I didn't – when we got the question, I also was figuring that Marvin Jones was his, you know, fourth wide receiver or something. Yep. I like Marvin Jones a lot this year.
Me too.
All right, just in, James Amber. I have Mark Andrews as number one tight end, Jason Witten on the wire. He's a Giants killer. Is it crazy to start Witten, especially not knowing how much playing time he'll get?
I wouldn't. If you have Mark Andrews, I think Mark Andrews is going to be a top eight tight end this year, so I would just roll with Mark.
I think that is way too high for Mark Andrews, but I would still play him over Witten.
Same C's.
No, I don't know. I mean, no, I don't think he means he's ranking him number one. I think that's his who he drafted.
Right. Yeah. No.
That's who you got.
No, I'm telling Lucas that's way too high.
That's what Chris is saying. Chris doesn't think that Mark Andrews will finish as the number eight tight end this year.
No.
And I think
no.
I think Chris is wrong.
I don't care to make it interesting.
Finishes as a top 12 tight end.
Cookie bet, maybe a little cookie bet. What do you think?
Okay. Cookies. Let's cookie bet this up. Let's go.
All right. So that was Big Papi Swami. Bet? I don't know.
Oh, this on Sleeper?
Yeah. Oh, who cares? So that one's crossed out. We hit ISOs. Are we finished with JVB?
Yes.
All right. On to two-drink minimum.
Two-drink minimum. QB2 or worse that has real QB upside that you are willing to start weekly. QB1 upside, excuse me. QB2 or worse that he's willing to start weekly or that we would be. Let's check this out real quick.
The quarterbacks, it's what the heck is a QB2, right? I mean,
outside the top 12.
No. I know what it is, but what I'm saying is, like, quarterbacks are so freaking deep, like, that if you have Dak Prescott in your top 10 or outside of your top 10 or top 12, it's like, or you can have the same thing with Goff or Lamar Miller or Trubisky. What I'm saying is these guys vary so – it could be Trubisky.
That's what he's asking. He's asking
Trubisky.
Trubisky's who's. For me, it's probably Phillip Rivers. Probably Phillip Rivers or Josh Allen for me. Chris?
I'm going to say if we're looking at drafted outside the top 12, Tom Brady and Kirk Cousins.
Okay. All right. See, so clearly that means that there's a lot of QBs that we like that are not QB1s. Next we have Tom Brady status.
Status. I got one that just came in. Eric wants to know, what do you guys think of Fournette? One word.
Upside.
Great hyphen value. Potentially.
Hyphen. Volume.
There you go. All right. Onto uncensored Madden. Yeah,
team league, half point PPR, ninth overall pick went Odell, Julio, Freeman, Damian Williams, AJ Green, then Baker, Duke Johnson. Can you give me a grade? I like your picks, buddy.
I'm gonna give a solid B+. I don't like the AJ Green pick. It seems a little too early in a 10-team, but Baker, I think, is going to be top five. Duke is going to be a great flex. And if I'm wrong on Damian Williams, then you have a great team.
I think you are wrong on Damian Williams, but I'm going to give it a B. I'm giving it a B. Lot. Have we done Lot yet? PPR, pick two, Jones, Hill, Thomas, Juju, and Adams.
I'm assuming Julio Jones.
Yes.
Give me Julio and Adams.
Yep.
Adams.
Those are my two or three.
Adams and Hill for me. Tyreek Hill finishes.
That's legit.
Tyreek Hill finishes the number one with only 137 targets last year, which is like 20 more than any of these other guys saw. And he gets an increase in targets from Patty Mahomes, he's going to be a monster.
It really Julio's is just splitting hairs with these guys, but
it is, it is. Except for I see Juju behind all of these guys, personally.
I do too. Yeah.
Next we have Q17, 11th pick, full
Wait,
point
you
PPR.
Skip Tom Brady's status.
We already did that one, right?
We did. Yep.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He wrote in a couple of times. Sorry about that. Yep.
All good.
That's why I delete these.
No, no, because I'm gonna tag these guys after the when I put up the record or the recorded version. I'm gonna tag them and try to tell them where their answer's at because we had a lot of calls today.
We did, and we love that. We love that. If choosing Chubb for his first pick from the 11th spot, would you be okay with stretching a bit to get Montgomery with his next pick?
He called in.
Yeah, and I think that's too early. And Montgomery could finish really high. He looks like a monster, but we just don't. We don't fully – it seems a little risky. Seems a little risky. Josh S., 1986. Ronald Jones, over under 225 points in a standard league. Way below.
Way under. Way under.
Below.
Better question That's would be over under 22.5 points in a standard league.
Yeah. Just move that decimal over a little bit.
I think the real over under is probably like 110 points for Ronald Jones.
Yeah, I'd say probably a little bit over that. Yeah, I give him over that. I'd say he gets like 146 or so.
Only one. Yeah, yeah. I could see that. Not 147. 146. I could for sure
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
Real quick, guys, you can call into the show, Lucas. You got the phone number?
I do. It's 256-65 sleep. 256. Yes, 256-567-5337.
5-6 sleep, not
6. Yeah, 5-6 sleep. 2-5-6-5-6 sleep. I got to give the Tarzan yell to James because he's the most active listener on the mix on the Mixler right now. He's hitting me with all. Here's another one. Melvin Gordon owner. Say that's fast. Extremely worried. He should be. Offered Melvin Gordon for Mike Williams and Tyler Lockett. Already have Antonio Brown and Josh Gordon along with Fuller. Should I take the offer for Gordon? Oh, so he's going to get Gordon if he gives up Mike Williams and Tyler Lockett.
No.
I would not do it.
That's yeah, me much. Either.
All right.
Maybe one and even – no, I still wouldn't give up one of them for him.
You guys don't feel like Gordon's going to play,
I'd
huh?
give it up for, like, Dalvin Cook, someone who we know is going to play, right. someone exactly. in the second round. But.
Exactly. It's just such a big risk right now.
I love Melvin Gordon. Allen this Robinson. Does not have an end in sight to me.
You can have Allen Robinson for Melvin Gordon. That's the most I'd pay for Melvin Gordon.
Okay, Jimmy wants to be more active. Where do you guys have? Where do you guys think AB lands in wide receiver rankings at the end of the year? He thinks top five.
Top 10 for me.
7 or 8, I think.
Negatory. I am the low man on him. I have my wide receiver 16.
And are you projecting that he's going to play a full season?
Yeah, I just don't foresee him seeing.
You think him as a middle tier wide receiver two, the guy that's finished top three for the last 4 or 5 years
you know
in
he's
a
on
row.
A different team, right?
I understand, but
you know Big Ben is not passing the ball. You know
Derek Carr
throw the ball.
Derek Carr is a fine passer.
He is not Derek a Carter's. Fine passer.
Yes, he is. Yes, he
Have
is.
Have you seen the fine meme? Have you seen the dog in the fire room saying this is fine? It is not
You
fine.
Know what I have seen? You, you know what I have seen? I've seen Derek Carr fine, 2 years ago. 2 years ago before he broke his back. Or
Guess who I want instead of A.B.? Tyrell Williams. Give me Tyrell Williams over A.B.
Get out of here.
Give me Tyrell Williams because Tyrell Williams, I could get him way later, and I don't have to pay a third-round price for a guy to bust in my face.
Give me
like,
Hunter
good
Renfro.
On that.
Give me Hunter Renfro over Tyrell Williams.
Nah, heck nah. Give me Tyrell Williams. He's basically a Michael Crabtree.
Nope.
Yep. Top 10 receiver, baby. And who's the other guy, Amari Cooper? Bust.
I can't believe
AB? You're talking about AB's like going to go to a new team. When has it ever happened? When has a wide receiver ever went to a new team and was a top five receiver? Same thing that happened to Odell, mind you. Same thing's going to happen
OBJ's
to Odell. People
be
are taking OBJ. As
yeah,
as a wide receiver too,
he should.
Bugging man, you guys are smoking the greatest stuff
no,
I want.
You, I want some homer. You like the Giants. And you're upset.
I'm not a
you're
homer.
Upset. You're upset.
I'm not a homer. I'm not. I don't you're have upset. Sterling Shepard as a wide receiver two or anything like that.
You're upset that OBJ left. Look at
Look,
this.
I'm not at all. I'm looking at logic. When have you seen you tell me now. Tell me on this show. When is a wide receiver? A wide receiver one. I don't care what he's been. When, especially a wide receiver one.
Randy Moss.
You know, when has he gone to a new team and been the number one guy? Randy Moss. You want to say, and who did he go to?
Patriots.
Yeah. Who? Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Okay. That is not, we're anointing. Come on, man. You guys are crazy with this Baker Mayfield hype on him, man. It's like, it's this guy's second year in the league. Quarterbacks regressing their second year. I don't care who he has around him.
How did this turn into Baker talk? This is a question about Antonio Brown.
Because we're talking about AB too. I mean, we're talking about Odell.
No, you're talking about Odell.
Well, whatever.
AB has been the top two, top three wide receiver.
That was on a different team. Different team,
brother. I understand that. And I'm not different saying he's going to be top two. I'm saying he's going to finish in the top eight.
He's not going to see the targets. He's not going to see the target share.
Dude.
He's not going to see the target share. He's not going to see the target volume. He's not going to see the same target quality. It's just not going to happen. I'll put whatever on that, man. I just will.
Top eight. AB top eight.
I can't give it to him, man. That's just too arbitrary. I'm just throwing him there. Why are we doing that?
This is starting to sound.
Why are we just because he's that talented?
Yes, because he's that good.
What happened to Mike Wallace? Well, look, what happened to Mike Wallace when he went to a new team? Mike Wallace was the number one player on that team.
Like,
did we forget that?
Like 8 years
ago. He was the number one player, not AB. Mike Wallace was. And then Mike Wallace left, and then AB was the number one player.
Yeah, well, I mean, Miles Austin was
the
number
one. Come on, man. Look, you guys are paying too much attention. I'm not discrediting AB. He's an amazing talent. He works hard. He gets calluses on his foot. I respect the heck out of him, you know, because he works hard. But it's a new system. He's not going to be happy. It's not going to end well over there. He's going to be very unhappy on that team.
Sounding like the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio with Rob Parker.
We have strong opinions here.
I love it.
Yeah. Hold on to your butts.
We got a phone call. I don't know who this is, so we'll do it live. Good evening, caller. You're on the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack. What's your name?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. My name is Nick. How you guys doing?
What's up, Nick?
Thanks for taking the call. All right, so I'll try to make this quick. I auto-drafted. I wasn't paying attention during my draft, and I made a few mistakes. I believe I picked up Kyler in the sixth. So, so right now I have two quarterbacks. I have Cam, and I have Kyler, and I'm trying to figure out some RB depth. So I just want to get your opinion of dropping them. Oh, by the way, who I have as RB is Saquon. I have Kerryon. I have Gordon. And that's it. That's all I have.
What round are you in?
Pardon?
What round?
Is the draft over?
And by the way,
this
is 10-man PPR. No, the draft is over. It's 10-man PPR.
So there should be some pieces on the bench that might be worth picking up.
Who are the top five? So, rattle off a few guys for us that are currently on your free agents, on your waiver wire.
Okay, I'm pulling them up right now. Running back, they have Nyheim Hines, Ronald Jones, Deion Lewis, Carlos Hyde, and Ballage. Adrian Peterson is there. And then it goes down to Bernard McKinnon. And C.J. Anderson.
I'd pick up AP and Ballage.
Yeah, and I would probably also go.
I'd do C.J. too.
What about Dare? Who's?
Yeah, I like Dare. Yeah. It's a really good one. Justin Jackson isn't there, right?
No, he's gone. Pretty much everybody you've mentioned in any relevant aspect or handcuff.
Dare should be there. Dare should definitely be there.
Except for AP.
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah. I like him over AP just because AP is not going to keep the job all year versus Dare has a good chance to take over the job by week two or week three if he continues to outshine these guys, which he has all summer.
So I don't see why all of a sudden a game is going to start and he's going to get jitters and not look as impressive.
Singletary is there. I know you guys mentioned him a couple
absolutely.
Times.
Yeah, if Singletary or Justice Hill are there.
I just think Dare would be the waiver wire pickup anyway. Singletary, those guys are probably going to be like week four, week five waiver guys. I think they're going to use LeSean until he gets hurt. They're paying him $8 million. Yeah, they're going to abuse LeSean and Gore. Singletary is going to get buried until one of these guys get injured or if they get traded or released, which I don't think they're going to release any of these guys. They might release Yeldon, but again, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. But yeah, I like Dare that Lucas actually brought up.
Okay. Maybe one other quick thing with this auto draft fiasco. I also picked up three tight ends. I have Reed, Andrews, and Howard. So I'm thinking I should drop Reed, and Kyler Murray and keep Cam Newton. And then pick up those two RBs.
Don't drop Kyler.
See, I wouldn't drop Kyler. I would definitely get rid of one of the tight ends for sure. You have OJ Howard. So
and I have Reed and Andrews.
I would drop Reed. In a 10 man, I mean,
you drop
it's Reed. It's not a tight end premium, right?
You could drop both of them actually, Andrews
drop,
and Reed.
Drop both guys that aren't OJ. Keep OJ and pick up.
Yeah, you don't need another tight end.
Need one right now, and in a 10 man and a non tight end premium, those guys are probably going to be there if you were to need a bye week fill in at some point.
Yep, agreed.
I'd grab Malcolm Brown in like a Dare or something like that. Just in case anything with Gurley, because I think Malcolm Brown's the backup, not Daryl Henderson. So,
okay, yeah. Cool. Well, that's all I needed, man. Thank you guys. You helped out a lot. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you for calling. Forget his name. It doesn't matter. We got to say goodbye to Lucas for a little bit. Thanks, Lucas, for being part of the show today. You got a draft to go to.
Have a draft starting up. Wish me luck, guys. I might be calling in for some help here.
Best of luck. Well, we'll be on probably till 11 or 12 at this rate. The phone lines are open now. Clear if you want to call in 256-56-SLEEP, 256-567-5337. I got a couple real quick ones off the Mixer chat here. Jimmy wants to know. Which second year or rookie wide receiver feel makes it to the top 10 this year?
Second year player.
Yeah.
Or rookie makes it to the top 10.
Wide receiver, yeah.
Top 10. Wow. That's,
it's lofty.
Yeah.
We don't see that very. Was OBJ the last one to do that?
Well, he did it his first year, but, I can't really see it from too many players. I'll throw a name out there. I wouldn't say top 10, but I would say just a guy that Preston Williams from Miami. I think they, well, I don't think they are trying to move on from Sills. And he could end up being their best receiver from what camp says. He's their MVP of the camp. So he can come out and, I don't want to say be an OBJ, but, you know, kind of how OBJ busted on the scene and turned heads and was a useful weapon. It's the only guy I could think of right now. Wouldn't be a wide receiver one, but useful.
Yeah.
That doesn't answer his question at all.
Maybe Calvin Ridley, if something happened to Julio and he missed a lot of time.
Ridley was going to be my answer.
Yeah, that might be it. And depending on how Arizona looks. Maybe Kirk could creep in there if he becomes something special, but that's a long shot, too. I don't know. I really don't know what to think of that offense yet.
Mike Williams or Cooper Kupp, because it feels like they're not going into their third season because they both missed significant time.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Ridley.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of.
Anthony Miller.
Yeah, Miller, too. He's pretty good. James wants to know, Kerryon Johnson, somehow I'm worried C.J. Anderson will take his goal line work, especially in the Matt Patricia is a Bill Belichick disciple. What is your guys' opinions regarding Kerryon's goal line usage?
Yep, concerns. Definitely have some concerns there. I think you could use C.J. Anderson possibly as a flex for some matchups.
All right. Chris, you got anything on that, or we go?
I honestly not worried about it.
Okay.
How often do you think the Lions are going to be on the goal line anyway?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, hey, CJ Anderson, what might vulture two, yeah, maybe three touchdowns? That's not a significant amount.
No. Amos Moses wants to know, do we think Ajayi gets a call soon? Who knows? Ask his agent. He's the one answering the phone. Mike Darling says Ajayi will be a Texan by Friday. Okay, we'll see about that. It's possible. All right, back to the mail sec. We got two questions from Lil Bry. Darwin Thompson will be – this might just be a hot take. I don't know if he's just throwing this out there or if he wants us to agree or disagree. Darwin Thompson will be an RB1 by week four.
If Damian Williams gets injured, sure.
Darwin Thompson will have more fantasy points than Damian Williams by week four.
All right. And then will Matt Ryan finish as a top five QB in points this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's my quarterback one.
All right. Wow. Okay. Michael Civelis, who do I take with the fourth pick if the top three are gone?
I would take David Johnson.
I wouldn't be too if you're not.
You would take Hopkins.
I would take Hopkins. I'd want to take Connor too. But I'd probably take Hopkins.
All right. Jimmy back in here. You know what? He's going to earn himself a Tarzan yell in a minute. Which rookie to stash? Wide receiver McColl, Hardman, or running back Justice Hill? Currently have McColl and Hardman. I'm sorry. That's the same guy. Jesus Christ.
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, sorry. Which rookie to stash? McColl, Hardman, or Justice Hill?
Hill.
I would say it depends on your depth. If you have running back depth, I'd take Hardman. If you don't, take Hill.
All right. And then Carlos Pack 89, Prescott or Allen week one?
Let me look at the week one schedule. I'm leaning towards Allen just because Zeke not being there. Bills play the Jets, and then the Cowboys play the Giants. Cowboys are at home. You know what? I'm going to go Dak. I have Dak ranked higher this season anyway.
Who were the quarterback options?
Prescott or Josh Allen.
Yeah, Prescott or Allen.
Oh, yeah, I have Dak super high week one. I have him top seven. I have him number seven. He likes to play against the Giants, and he plays well against the Giants.
He does, yep.
All right. That's for you, Jimmy. There you go. Very active listener today.
I hate that drop.
I'll change it next week. PP Yankee 21, Newton and Murray on my team. Start Newton week one or drop Murray and stream Winston? This is a good question. I'm actually in the same position.
I would play Cam if I've got him.
That's tough. I definitely wouldn't start Cam over Winston. I have Winston in my quarterback too. On the week for week one, I wouldn't want to drop him though.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're gonna
I'm not dropping Cam though.
No,
he said or drop Kyler.
Yeah, he's saying drop Kyler Murray and stream Winston.
Oh, drop so that, Kyler.
But then he's gonna be he's gonna be stuck. Somebody will pick up Murray. I think
that's true. I think
honestly, someone will pick up Murray. So maybe package Murray with a wide receiver too, and get a maybe that'll work. Try to trade one of them.
Okay. I don't think he's going to have a great game against Detroit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think rookie quarterbacks, it's kind of like I need to see it first.
Right. I think he's got a ton of upside.
Nobody played
Lamar
Jackson. Nobody played Josh Allen like right away.
Right.
We had to see it before it happened.
Yeah. There's upside potential, but yeah, you don't want to start in week one. Jimmy loves the Tarzan tight end. TJ Hockenson is my only tight end. I could pick up Burton or Olsen, but I would have to drop McColl Hardman.
Oh, I would take Olsen.
I'd be okay with Burton.
I'd be okay with Burton as well over Hockenson. Of the two, I'd take Olsen though.
The only thing I'm worried about with Burton is he's had like a hernia problem. I'm concerned if he still has that. They're still put him on ice, and if he's going to be ready by week one, so I'm probably go Hockenson.
All right. Would you pick up one of those tight ends and drop Mecole Hardman, though?
Yeah, I would drop Mecole Hardman. I don't think he's going to be used.
I might rather roster two tight ends and roster Hockenson as well.
Okay. All right.
I think I would maybe rather have Burton and Olsen than Hardman and Hockenson.
That's not bad. Yeah, that's not bad.
Like rookie tight ends, just they don't do anything ever. Like they don't finish inside of the top five.
Just Ingram that apparently, one year, but everybody.
Yeah. Ingram did it, and Hoos, I think this was a stranger stat 2 years ago. Do you remember the tight end who finished inside the? I think it was the top, maybe top seven, as a rookie before Evan Ingram.
Yeah, I do remember it because it was a surprise.
It's a question I asked you. It's Jeremy Shockey. Yeah, it does not happen.
Yeah, on average, it doesn't happen. So, yeah, you're right.
And Matthew Stafford's history with tight ends does not happen.
New coaching staff, though, but still, Darrell Bevell's, he's known for running, not passing the tight ends.
Hold on to your butts.
All right, we got another caller. I don't know who it is. Do it live, damn it. Caller, good evening. You're on the Sleeper Wire mail sack. What's your name? Hello?
Austin.
Hey, Austin. What's up?
Austin, how's it going?
No, I just had a question. I'm in a non-PPR league. I just got D-Hop in a trade, but someone just offered me Zeke and Mike Evans for D-Hop.
Oh, take it.
Take it.
Mind you, but he's on a holdout. I have Melvin Gordon on my bench as well.
Take it.
My other receivers are Cooper and Edelman.
Take it.
Take it. I mean, I think the gap between Hopkins and Evans could be very, very slim this year. I mean, obviously, most people think Hopkins is going to be the number one. I have him ranked as my number one, but I have Evans ranked. I'm pulling it up right now. I've got Evans ranked as my number eight. And the difference between one and eight and wide receiver is really not that much. Evans can easily go for over 1,400 yards and 10 to 12 touchdowns, especially in a Bruce Arians offense. I wouldn't trade him straight up, but the fact that you get Zeke, even if Zeke holds out for a couple weeks, like you clearly win this trade if Zeke plays at all.
Yeah, see, because my other running backs are Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon, and Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, you're set for a few weeks at least. Who'd you trade to get Hopkins?
It was a rough one to give up, but I traded Kamara for Hopkins straight.
Did you draft Kamara?
Yes.
Why didn't you just draft Hopkins if you wanted Hopkins instead?
Yeah, it was right
there. Well,
what the hell is going on? That was my- these drops,
I mean,
tonight.
That was my issue, but I knew I could use Hopkins as trade bait, and I mean, I think I was pretty stacked at running backs as it is.
Well, think about it like this. Now you're turning Alvin Kamara into Zeke and Evans.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Would you trade Kamara for Zeke and Evans?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think this is a great deal. Yeah.
Yeah, because I have Travis Kelce that puts up wide receiver one numbers anyway. So.
And just imagine that if Zeke and Gordon don't hold out.
Agreed.
Like then you're sad. I think Melvin Gordon, like he could. It's so frustrating for me because I love Melvin Gordon. He's my favorite fantasy football player, but I don't see an end in sight for that. Whereas with Zeke, I'd be surprised if he holds out. It wouldn't be longer than until October if I had to make a call right now. So I think you definitely win. I would take the trade right now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I was too unsure, but.
Yeah, I take that in a heartbeat. I think the most he misses is 2-3 games.
Agreed. Gotcha.
Yep. All right. And then you get Zeke back, and then you're going to win out to the playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah, because I have Cooper and Edelman and Kelce there, so.
I think you're in good shape, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for calling in. All right. Let's get back to the sack. There's just a few more. MS Higo 10, Michigo 10, I don't know, 12 full PPR. My RBs are David Montgomery, Kenyon Drake, Justin Jackson, and Miles Sanders, and Chris Thompson. Oh, that deserves some cheers right there. Should I be worried? Top three receivers are Julio, Juju, and AB. Should I trade one for a better running back? Oof.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would. Yes.
I trade AB.
Yeah, looking at just guys with similar draft position right now. So we got Antonio Brown, who's going at the, you know, near the back of the second round. Some guys going in the third round. AB's going like right by Joe Mixon. So if you could trade him for Joe Mixon straight up, I would do that. But I would trade Antonio Brown for Hoos. Would you trade him for Chris Carson?
I would.
What about Freeman, Kerryon Johnson, Fournette?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to for Freeman, just because I would feel like I would need to trade Freeman again, just because I wouldn't feel comfortable with him. But I would be comfortable with just having him as a value. But Fournette, yes, I'd be comfortable with trading for Fournette.
Yeah, and if nobody wants Julio, or not Julio, if nobody wants Antonio Brown, then honestly, like, you're fine, man. You got Julio, Juju, and AB. Like, you don't need a better running back. But if you can flip Antonio Brown for, you know, a running back going in the third and maybe a wide receiver going in the seventh, like, if you flip him for, like, Freeman and Robbie Anderson, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, because you got a lot of guys. You got a lot of guys who you're gonna kind of like have to wait a few weeks probably till they really emerge, especially with Sanders and Montgomery. Like, I don't know if they're gonna be, you know, till week three or four where you see them as their value. So
and Justin
Montgomery
Jackson
is fine. Montgomery
might not be starting.
Yeah, I think Montgomery and I'm sorry, what was the other
Sanders? Drake and Chris Sanders Thompson. And Chris Thompson. Well, shut up. Chris Thompson, you league winner right there.
There you go.
Just get that trophy. Trenticus. I think we talked about this real quick. Do I take a chance at Zeke on five?
No.
We don't like that.
If you can trade Hopkins for Mike Evans and Zeke, I would.
There you go. Cabana Joe, this is from the Sleeper channel. We'll wrap up here with the next few. Cabana Joe, who would you draft first, OBJ or Mike Evans?
I'm assuming I'd take OBJ and Hoos would take Evans.
You are assuming correctly.
Yep.
I'd take OBJ first, too. This guy's got a weird name, MP Gavin 87. Who would you offer for Hunter Henry or David Njoku? I'm really not comfortable with the Colts situation. His team has Deshaun Watson, Freeman, Marlon Mack, Lindsey, James White, Austin Eckler, Penny, and Breida as running backs. Hopkins, Odell, Cooper Kupp, Jarvis Landry, Marquez Velez as MVS, and Kiki Kuti as wide receivers.
I like how you just gave
up. I bailed on that one. Jack Doyle.
Marquez Velez, MVS.
Yeah. So Jack Doyle is his starting tight end. And he wants to get out of that for either Hunter Henry or David Njoku. So he's got good depth in both running back and wide receiver positions. Anybody in there you guys are like, you think has good value right now, he could get Hunter Henry or David? I think you could buy Njoku pretty low.
Yeah, if you're looking to get Njoku, you get him super cheap, I think. Henry's going to be more, but I'd want to target Henry just because I'm really high on him. I would try to trade. See if you could trade. You got a lot of running back depth.
I'd say Penny for Njoku.
Yeah, you could do that. If you could do that straight up, then yeah, I would do that too. And I don't. You could probably see somebody accepting that right away.
Would you get rid of
myself?
Yeah, that's fair on both sides.
Would you do Would you get rid of James White for Hunter Henry?
Nah. Oh, for Henry, yes.
Yes, fair.
Like, where's your line? Where's your line? You got Freeman, Mack, Lindsey, White, Eckler, Penny, and Breida. Like, where's your line at for Henry? Like, what won't you go above?
I'd trade Eckler for Henry.
No kidding.
But I'm just a bunch of people would probably trade James White for Henry. I'm just super high on him.
Yeah.
On James White or on Henry?
James White.
Isn't Henry your like tight end too?
Yeah, he is. But I also have James White like my running back 13 in PPR.
Ah, okay.
So
Yeah, I mean, I would do it, though, if I needed it. And he, yeah, I don't feel comfortable with Jack Doyle.
Yeah, I'd say Penny for Njoku or James White for Henry.
Yeah.
Both are good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Fantasy is life. Mixon or Cook in half PPR?
Mixon.
I'm going to go Cook.
Cook, all right. And finally, this is the last one. Finally, 12-man PP full PPR, Geronimo Allison or Michael Gallup?
Geronimo!
Yeah, I'm going to take Geronimo as well.
Same here. All right.
And we do have other questions in the main chat.
Oh, let me check. Let's see what we got. Oh, my goodness. There's more. Jeez Louise. Okay. This
only
guy
got about 10 more.
This guy wants me to okay, James White or Bernard? James White, clearly. Yeah.
Bill Bernard or James White?
Yeah, James White. That was Mooser 20. Amos Moses wants to fart on the air?
I'm guessing he called in.
What does that mean?
Okay.
He wanted to call in and fart on the show.
Why didn't you?
That would have been hilarious. Everybody likes to hear farts.
I agree.
That's the one thing, one of two things that will always be funny. Farts are always going to be funny. Always funny. It's farts and guys getting kicked in the nuts. Those two things will always be hilarious. Yep.
There you go, buddy. SD Clip 82, Devin Singletary worth rostering given the age of the other Bills backs.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep, absolutely.
I was surprised there was that league that guy was talking about where Singletary was on waivers. He's been drafted in every single league I'm in.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. James White or Bernard from where we already took that one. James White. Let's see. Non-PPR, David Johnson, Connor, or Cook?
Ooh, see, this is where...
Connor or Cook. Connor.
Let me look at my rankings. I think I have them back. Yeah, I have DJ at 4 and Connor at 5.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say David Johnson, but honestly, I think both are going to be great.
Connor's up east.
Yep. Absolutely. Connor's going to be awesome.
Cool.
All right. Cool. USMC 0119, 8-man PPR draft. I'm last, so he's picking 8th. Thoughts on going wide receiver? Hell, do it. There's going to be plenty of depth.
Definitely.
Yeah, go for it. Get top wide receivers. Let's see.
Yeah, but you'll still be able to get top wide receivers in the 3rd round in an 8-man.
Oh, that's true.
Like, in 8-man, if we're looking at, so you're drafting at the 8th spot.
Get whoever you want.
Your running backs, like, you're going to be able to get, you know, Bell and Connor, or Connor and Julio, or maybe Connor and Adams. Like, I would take a top tier of each, personally.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Unless the first 7 picks are all running backs, then you can get Hopkins and Adams. Like, that would be amazing. But I would take one of each.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with that. Let's see. Wentz or Newton week 1 for Michigo 10?
Wentz, baby. It's a beautiful matchup.
Redskins, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah, I'm I actually, in the few leagues I have defenses in, I'm streaming the Eagles week 1. I drafted the Eagles in the last round because they're playing the Redskins.
Yeah.
I am high on Carson Wentz.
Yeah, me too. I've got on my QB9 for week 1. So, yeah, I'm pretty high on him.
Chad, I don't have my week 1 rankings. Yeah, I've got Carson Wentz's QB6 on the season, though.
Nice.
Yep. Same.
Hicks one,
just so high.
Hicks 1-2-3, yep. Daryl Henderson or Singletary?
Singletary.
Yeah, I think Singletary has a chance to take that job over before Daryl Henderson does.
See, there's also no guarantee that Daryl Henderson gets the starting role.
Yeah.
If Gurley goes down.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think of Malcolm Brown.
Let's see. Let me double check the other threads before I move on here. That's good. That's clear. And I want to remind everybody, if you have questions and you're listening to this show recorded, obviously the phone line's not going to work, but you're more than welcome to go to our website, sleeperwire.com, Fullback.com/advice. There's a form on there. You can fill out your question. It goes right to our email, and we talk about it as a group, and then we get you an answer within 24 hours. I think that is it for all the questions, unless you're seeing anything else. Are we good?
Did you check Fantasy Life app?
No.
Chances are there's some there.
Then I think we're good. Oh, that was perfect.
That's Fantasy Life app.
DFL.
I liked how during the intro, when it's like the, if there's something strange, Steve goes, oh, shit, we have drops. Just in the background.
We hope we did a fun show. Oh, my God. Wait, hang on, guys. A little bonus time. We're going extra OT here. The Mixler chat just blew up here. Amos Moses, San Francisco backfield. Make me feel better about getting stuck with Tevin Coleman.
Sorry, brother.
I don't see anything wrong with getting stuck with Tevin Coleman.
Yeah, he's fine.
I think he's the guy.
I don't think he's the guy, but I think he's going to be like a Jordan Howard for you. So, like, he's going to be usable. He's not going to be, like, the sexiest thing to do.
No, I think he'll get more than 50% of the work, though.
I think he'll start that way, but I think Breda will end up getting more work just because he's better.
All right. Hey, it's Nick, the auto draft dummy. Mike Davis is there too. Should I drop Corey Davis, Reed, and Andrews for Mike Davis, Dare, and Malcolm Brown?
No. Don't drop Corey Davis for Mike Davis.
Yeah.
All right. So do what we said before. Reed and Andrews for whatever the heck we said before.
Yeah, Corey Davis should have some value.
He says Singletary is available too. I think he talked about that on the call, didn't he?
Yeah, I believe so. I think we were saying Dare Singletary.
I believe so.
I think you said drop Reed for Singletary.
Yeah, yeah.
And Andrews, because in that it was a 10 team. So
right.
Yep.
Wilson 27 MD. I took Chubb in Steve's Pro-Am League. Was this the right move instead of taking Connor? Only time will tell, Wilson. Only time will tell.
No.
You can't really say. I don't know. You like Chubb. You like Chubb. You like Connor.
Trying to mix it up.
I do. I love Nick Chubb. I have him on a lot of teams. I just like Connor better.
All right. And then let's see. I believe. Oh, and then Jimmy. Do you guys do league with listeners? Yes, we do. I think they're all filled up right now. I was thinking about opening one more just because I don't have enough to do and doing a listener league. So if I do, I'll post it in the Sleeper Wire channel on the Sleeper app. I'll pin it. I'll push it. And then if you're one of the first 12 to respond, we'll get you in. I might do it. I think I'm going to do a shrinking bench league because I'm already doing a vampire league for my listener league. I think I might do a shrinking bench league. That was fun to play a couple years
ago. Yeah, I might be down. I'm an 11. I can make it an even 12.
There you go. I believe that's it. I think we're done. The sack is empty. I'm exhausted. It's another 2-hour, 15-minute show. That is it. Who's
is that? There weren't that many questions. The majority of this, see, this is why two seasons ago I had to pull myself off the mail sack, just because listen to Lucas and Hoos just go back and forth. And as soon as like the shows start hitting an hour and 40 minutes every Wednesday, I was like, guys, I got to get out of there. I can't do this.
Well, and the great debate. Lucas and I always have spirited ones. I remember the first conversation we had about Enunwa versus Dez Bryant. That was spirited on the show. Like, we were just, I was like, I'm starting Enunwa over Dez. He was like, what? And then Enunwa was, in fact, better that year than Dez Bryant.
Well, mine was just like the next night on Thursdays is when we recorded the 2-hour Dash radio show, too. Oh, so it was like a 2.5-hour show and then a 2-hour show the next night. And it was a lot. It's you like, guys killed it with the mail sack, though. For two straight seasons so far. Going strong.
You got to come back. You got to come back on.
Tell you what.
It's 2 hours, though.
we can put a time limit on it.
Impossible. Because we got to take the calls. Too. We got to take the callers. So, guys, if you listen the whole show, I really appreciate it. Thank you to everybody that called in. A couple people are first-time listeners. They're asking how often do we do this. The mail sack happens every Wednesday night. We usually start at 8 o'clock, maybe a little bit earlier, but if you're part of the Sleeperwire channel on the Sleeper app, you'll get the notification when we go live. If you've signed up for Mixlr here, just, you know, put your name in, you'll get a notification on there. But every Wednesday night, we do the mail sack. We take your questions. And then on Sunday mornings from 11:30 till kickoff, Dirty Jobs, George, and Jason do the Sunday morning blitz, where it's a very fast-paced, same-style show, call-in and questions for start-sit questions. But they go a lot faster because, obviously, they got to get your questions answered quickly. And you can always send us questions, like I said, through the website or on the Sleeper app or on Twitter. You can find us at Sleeper Wire Show. On Facebook, if you're in the Facebook group stuff, you can go to the Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club in the Facebook groups and the Sleeper Wire channel on the Sleeper app. That's it. We'll be back next week at 8 p.m. We'll have the phone lines open to answer your questions. Professor Chris Hoos and Lucas, thank you all for being here for the listeners and answering all those questions. Guys, we'll catch you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Y'all just say goodbye to the listeners?
Later, guys.
Peace.
There you go.
When the league.